You can just feel the electricity here in Lincoln Financial Field on a gorgeous fall night.
Our record before the bye week wasn't exactly what we wanted. So we used the bye week as kind of, let's, whatever happened in the past happened. And it's time to move forward, have a new season, and start fresh.
Sunday night football, Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Division rival.
Let's
go. Say no more. Showtime. One, two, three. Showtime.
If they win this game, record-wise, they pull even with the Dallas Cowboys.
This is one of the most significant games of the season. Dallas is a team that needed a win. For us at 2-4, we definitely needed the win.
Eagles on three, one, two, three.
I think the Cowboys can stomach a loss. I think they can lose tonight and still have a chance to get back into the race. If the Eagles lose, I think the mountain is going to be much too high for them to get back to the top.
I could tell in pregame that Mike was calm. He was confident. He was going to play a good game. I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't have that every game, but there's something special about him this game. And we wanted to show people, listen, we're talented. We've got good players. Things just happened in the past that, hey, we've got to get over them and we've got to move forward.
I think it is important in this game, Mike, for the Eagles to come out fast and take a lead. You don't want to have to play catch-up against this team.
You always want to receive the ball when you win the coin toss because you want to go down and score first. And when you do that, you know, I think it's kind of demoralizing for the other team because their offense hasn't even touched the field and they're down 7-0.
Takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He fires out in the flat. Gets it in.
When we did that, it gave our whole team that confidence to just go out there and play free, and I think we did that for the whole game. LeSean is easily one of the top backs in the league right now. The way he's running the ball, the way he can cut back on plays when there's not a hole there, he makes the first guy miss almost every single time, and as a running back, that's what you want to do.
On second down and one. Takes the snap. Goes to McCoy. He's got the first down. He's got the touchdown. J.D. McCoy off right tackle for 13 more yards. And his 10th touchdown of the season.
They played a lot of cover two shell, and the safeties were so deep that it allowed us to kind of work the middle of the field. So Mike was playing great, making great throws, and ultimately we were able to take advantage of that defense.
Pick back again. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught for a touchdown. Sellers. The Eagles take a 3-touchdown lead.
For my touchdown, I knew I was one-on-one with the linebacker. I figure if I beat him, then I'm the throw. So as soon as I got over the top of him, Mike made a great throw. Easy to see, easy to catch. I mean, that was all him on that play.
Romo straight back. He steps up. He's hit. He's down. Oh, he went down like a lead weight.
The defense is stepping it up, and they're playing extremely well. And our D-line is so talented. I honestly wouldn't want to face them in a game because they're unstoppable.
He's being chased. He's being hit. They've got him. He steps up. He is hit. And down he goes again. He is hit and sacked at the five. Rob who? Buddy would be embarrassed.
We all know that. Hey, players play and coaches coach, so it was all about us as players playing against their players.
What a game. What a rout by the Eagles. They took it to the Dallas Cowboys from the very beginning of this game. They did all the things you knew they had to do.
A lot of people doubted us, and for us to come out and do what we did offensively and defensively, we as a team, you know, I think we really made a statement. It's something that we just have to build off of for the rest of the year.
That'll wrap things up for tonight. Next week, it's Monday Night Football with the Chicago Bears, and Mike and I will be here to bring you all the action.
I mean, the Bears are a good football team. This is going to be a good way for us to make another statement on Monday Night Football against a team who needs a win just like we do. The fans should expect to see a win from the Eagles. I mean, that's our goal this week. We know the Bears are a good football team, but the fans deserve it. And this is time for where we start a streak.